at the Dairy Queen, 1972. It happened as we sat with melting cones in the shade of an aging oak, talking about the boys we'd been meeting after dark. Not far away, a woman shrieked, waving her arms wildly at something black hovering, then diving at her head. Over and over it hovered and dove. We watched from a distance. You worked that summer counting shorebird eggs along the Hammonasset marshes. I was a counselor at the local nature camp. We knew this with certainty. Her attacker was a bat. Your hair is white now, mine gray. Back then, we had not yet known predacious men or the anguish of losing loved ones, nor had we foreseen failed pregnancies, malignant cells, a deadly virus circling the earth. At 16, we could see but could not know that woman's terror, how powerless she was over something so intentional, scythe-like, relentless.